Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 1, we were taught that before we can apply any of the principles of the Bible to ourselves, we must first be saved. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
That's why in Romans 8:28, it says, "For we know that all things work together, those who love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose." And sometimes we don't understand all these trials and tribulations that come into our life, but those things are conforming us to the image of Christ. It's allowing us to share in His sufferings. It's allowing us to share in the glory of His resurrection. And so, as we look at those things, we realize a lot of these things that come into us are going to end up, if we'll walk with God, stay close to Him, and walk in His Word, we'll find out that they just make us all the stronger. So a believer can have peace from God about his present work, whether it's in death or great trial, because his work is eternal. And so this person has that set in their heart. They have eternal eyes instead of temporal eyes. My friend, having said all of that, we see, just like verse 1, Paul, an apostle, by the commandment of our God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. He says now that the grace, the mercy, and the peace is also from God our Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord. You have God's peace. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, the first thing that you need to be sure of is that you have the peace of God regarding your soul. Do you know, if you died today, that heaven's your home? Oh, my friend, God wants to save you. And though we're going to move on to verses 3 through 7 and encourage you to stick with it, you can't stick with something you don't have. Make sure that you know Jesus Christ, your Savior. My friend, you can go to our website once again and click on the plan of salvation. Listen to it as I present it. It's a 16-minute presentation. Listen to it and let Jesus Christ save your soul. Now, we've looked at the introduction of these first two verses, but then our text gets right into the meat of the problem. And so what's happening here is the apostle is giving the words of the Holy Spirit to this young pastor named Timothy. Now again, this book is a church manual. It gives pastoral responsibility and church member responsibility. So it's very important that we understand this, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that created the local church. He's the one that ordained the local church. Timothy is the pastor of the church at Ephesus. That church has some serious problems needing attention. In Revelation chapter 2, we'll see one of their problems is they leave their first love. And so for Timothy, he needs to stick with the job. Leaving may seem like, boy, this is a good idea. looks like my work's done here. There's nothing else I can do. I'm just going to get out and find somewhere else to go. That may not be God's will. You see, you don't leave just because you feel like, oh, I've done all I can do. God's got to tell you when to go. God must lead you, and he must lead you daily. And so the pastor needs to be in tune to his Lord. It is better to stay in the storm in the will of God than it is to dwell in the sunshine without him. Now, we live in an age of people who quit. Some quit their ministry or work in the church. Some are pastors that pastor one place for 2 or 3 years and move on to another place for 2 or 3 years, another place for 2 or 3 years. I've always wondered if that's all the sermons they have, and so they move on when they've used all their sermons. I don't know. Then there are people who quit on principles of holiness and righteousness. They instead accept the religious world's philosophy over the Bible teaching of the absolutes of God's Word when they say, it's what you got to do to win them. This brazen day calls for bold men of God who'll stand in the gap, but it also calls for God's people to back such men. Now, again, you're a church member. You're not a pastor. You're listening today. You need to encourage your pastor to stand boldly on the Word of God, not to compromise, and you back him 100% when he does. So, with that in mind, let's read our text now. We want to look at first on how to stick here in verses 3 and 4. He says, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the idea is to stop leaving or running away. He says, I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus. Yes, it's getting hot, and there are great pressures, but you said stick with besought here in verse 3 is a strong word. It has the idea of I begged and I entreated you strongly. Have you ever seen someone for whom you care about to make a mistake? And you go to their house and you do your best to talk them out of their decision because you believe it's going to lead to some terrible things in their life. Well, that is the idea of besought in this verse. But one also sees something very special in this phrase. He didn't say, I command. That's not what he says. When grace controls the heart, I command becomes, I beseech thee. The bottom line is the apostle pleads with him to stay in Ephesus. Stay in the work. Don't abandon the Lord in the fire. Now, there are problems at Ephesus. Big problems. Somewhere else would be a good break from it, they think. But my friend, God calls us into the thick of the battle as Christian soldiers. You see, too many ministries have been surrendered to liberalism and new evangelicalism without a fight. Now, as a pastor, it's been my unfortunate hap to counsel with people that have gone through divorce. And it's always a lot of pain that's involved there. But I've had those that have told me, I got a divorce, and boy, it sure did relief. I feel so much better. And they meant it. It's like a load was lifted off their shoulders. But I've had some of those people also tell me, 5 or 10 years later, I should have stuck with my marriage. But by that time, it was too late. Even though that other mate may have cheated on them and done some terrible thing, they realized 10 years down the road, they should have stuck with it. Now the apostle here, by the Holy Spirit of God, in love, is telling Timothy to stop running from the problem of Ephesus. My friend, if there is something in your life from which you're running, which you know deep down that God would have you to face it, then simply stop running and trust God. I can remember back in high school, I dropped a class. And the teacher of the class asked me, "Why are you dropping my class, Andy?" And I said, "Well, sir, it's just too hard. I'm going to fail, and I don't want to flunk this class. I don't want to get an F, so I realize I can't do the work here, and I'm going to get something else." And then he made this statement to me, and I've remembered it. He said, "Andy, I don't like what you're doing. I'm afraid you'll develop a pattern of every time something is too hard, you'll quit." Now, I believe I was nearing my mid-20s when I realized that I kept a job about 1 year and then I would move on and I would never stick with it. I dropped out of college. I dropped out of everything that I started out to do. And I was developing into a quitter. And the Lord one day reminded me of the teacher. Now, the day in which we live was already prophesied in the Bible. So, do not allow this day of iniquity to make you quit. Jesus said, "Because iniquity will abound, the love of many shall wax cold." But God didn't say to let your love wax cold. Christ didn't command you to let your love wax cold. He just said, because iniquity abounds, there are many Christians who won't stand. We need to realize the promises of God that are for us are still to come. Any blessing that you have in this life that's of material value, you're going to leave it behind at your death. The rewards that God has are eternal. The sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared to the glory that we'll have in those eternal things, those eternal rewards. So keep it in mind. Have eternal eyes in your heart that looks beyond and says, "I see what God has for me."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. To Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.